The night shift across Australia on Triple M. Pat sitting in for Luke Boner, taking your calls on 133353. But firstly, we need to speak to our next guest on the program. Now, should we regulate junk food advertising, especially when it comes to children? What about a junk food tax, or even, which is on the agenda in the UK, banning the two-for-one junk food deals? And I guess another question is, what is classified as junk food? So my next guest is a dietitian and nutritionist who's concerned about junk food ads targeting children, and she joins me on the program this morning, Gemma O'Hanlon. Hi there, Gemma.
Hi, Pat.
Now, a bit in that intro there, different sort of things when it comes around unhealthy foods and how we can regulate that. But kids in particular, are they being bombarded with these messages?
They absolutely are. And I think what Dr. Sophie Scamps has done this week in Parliament is a really good step in the right direction. So she's put up a private member's bill requesting that we consider regulating junk food advertising, because really it's everywhere we go. And I'm sure your listeners would see it themselves, you know, whether it's on the TV, you're watching the footy and the McDonald's advertising comes up, or whether it's on at the bus stop or driving to work and listening to radio. There's so many places, even online, on our phones, that's a big source of advertising now. So it's all around us, and we know that this does influence the behaviour of our children and what they choose to purchase. So if they're being bombarded with junk food advertising, they're more likely to go and purchase that.
So it's not enough for the parents. So are we sort of saying that, you know, parents can't do the job as far as regulating or deciding what to give their children? It's being sort of overwhelmed by this messaging.
Well, look, I think, you know, that's one argument. You know, the individual responsibility is one argument. But what we know is that 1 in 4 children are overweight or obese, and 2 in 3 adults are overweight and obese. So what this means is that it's not an individual issue, it's a societal issue, and it really needs a societal response. We need to change our environment. You know, parents, of course, you know, they already do a great job at encouraging healthy foods. But we need more than that, because, you know, parents can't stop the junk food ads coming up on the phones all the time, or stop, you know, something coming up on the radio when they're driving their children to school. So we need to cut it off before it gets to the children and they are exposed to this advertising.
So is it about picking the times, like the prime times where they might be listening on the way home from school and those sorts of things, and maybe just sort of turning off the message at those particular times?
Yeah, so Sophie Scamps has proposed a regulation between 6 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. So basically the times that where children are likely to be exposed to this advertising. And we know that 40 countries around the world are already doing this. They've already got plans in place to regulate this advertising. And, you know, we're seeing good results. Chile, in fact, has seen a 24% reduction in calories purchased in the first year alone of banning junk food advertising. So we know it works, and we need Australia to get on board as well.
So it's a cultural thing as well, do you think, Gemma? Because, you know, we're losing the battle when I hear you say that, because, you know, healthy food, it'd be nice for our kids to think about grabbing something like that as opposed to something which is not so great for them. Does it taste better, the unhealthy food with the salt and the fat and all that stuff?
Well, I think, you know, there's foods out there, right, that are developed and manufactured in this way that hits that bliss point. You know, I'm sure that, you know, we all have our little vices where, you know, for me it's a Tim Tam. If I have a Tim Tam and take a bite, I want to demolish the whole packet. So I just don't have Tim Tams in the fridge at all. And I'm sure there's so many foods like that, which are, you know, they're ultra processed foods. So they're highly refined. They're developed in a way that hits that spot, that triggers our brain and all those receptors in our brain. And it just makes us want to eat and eat and eat. They're not nourishing foods. They don't fill us up. They don't have the dietary fiber. You know, it's not good for our gut health. In fact, it's really bad for our gut health. And, you know, it means that we overeat these foods. And then we're more likely to have, you know, increased risk of chronic diseases like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and even some cancers later in life.
Yes, well, it's happened in the smoking front. I'm not sure if it's fair to compare those, but I'm just sort of thinking, because there's other things which aren't great for you with this alcohol, and, I mean, there's all sorts of things. Are we opening a can of worms here? The government's getting involved into our sort of individual lives and saying you can eat this, you can't eat that, in a way. You know, do you think maybe it's going to open up a whole new sort of can of worms or bunch of problems? And also this thing about, well, what is junk food? What is unhealthy? What will we stop and what will we allow through?
Yeah, look, it's a really good point, Pat. And I think we need to start somewhere. We need to take some steps forward. I mean, the horse has already bolted. It's left the stable. It's run away, but it's not too late to rein it back in. And we need to do something to protect our kids. There's a lot of other things that we could explore, but junk food advertising, it's just a, you know, free for all at the moment, and our kids are exposed. So this is a really good step that, you know, Sophie Scamps has put forward in Parliament. And I really think, you know, parents, if, you know, your listeners, you know, talk to your local MPs and, you know, make some noise about this, because we need to build that momentum and build that discussion so that we can get some of these, some action on these issues.
Yes, and there's also the proposed, or the talk about sort of a junk food tax, which is for adults as well. So is that something which might be on the agenda too, do you think, Gemma?
Look, I think it is another option to take forward. I think, you know, whatever we can do to encourage people to choose healthy foods and to not choose unhealthy foods. So if unhealthy foods are going to cost more and maybe healthy foods are more affordable, then absolutely I think that's a great step in the right direction. We need to encourage foods like fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins and legumes and nuts and seeds, yes, and all those healthy foods. And we need to make it easier for Aussies to actually access them and make them affordable. So I'm all for anything that helps that happen.
133353. We're chatting with dietitian and nutritionist Gemma O'Hanlon about restricting advertising on unhealthy foods. Gemma, you said there about, you know, encouraging us to go towards the good stuff. Why don't we sort of put the money into that sort of campaign and just really pump up the other side of the ledger, as opposed to hitting these sort of organisations over the head and saying you can't advertise? Is that another way of looking at it?
Well, absolutely. And I think, you know, the sad reality is $500 million is spent every year by food companies on advertising, and majority of that is on unhealthy foods. So we need to sort of, you know, switch that around, definitely. And, you know, there's lots of great campaigns out there. You know, I used to work in the horticulture industry, and there's amazing campaigns out there that are promoting Australian grown fresh fruit and vegetables. We need to see more of that. But the problem is, you know, at the moment, when you switch on the TV and you watch the footy, or you're listening to a podcast, you know, chances are it's the unhealthy foods that are going to be marketed to you and to your children. So we need to put a stop to that and rein that horse in. It has bolted, but it's not too late. Yep.
All right, I'd be interested. Thank you for your time. We'll see what our listeners think. Should the government be regulating this and sort of taking the responsibility out of the hands of parents? Is that fair to say, Gemma? Maybe that's a bit harsh, or at least assisting parents in this sort of endeavour to give healthy food to our kids? Yeah,
that's right. Assisting parents, making it easier for parents. And I think, you know, there's lots of scientific evidence that demonstrates that this unhealthy advertising has a direct correlation with, you know, children either pestering their parents to you know, have unhealthy foods, or going out and doing it themselves. So we need to put a stop to this, and we need to help parents with this issue.
133353. I guess there's also the question in my mind, Gemma, is would it work? I think you pointed towards some other countries which did do this and it did work. But, you know, if I'm thinking if it all stopped tomorrow, I wonder whether my three would stop accessing, you know, those sorts of foods. But I guess it's a slow burn and eventually the tide would turn. And also social media and the internet, it's hard to regulate that space as well. Gemma, that would be a hard one to sort of regulate.
Yeah. And this is included in Sophie Scamp's bill. So she's actually wants to put a ban on all social media junk food advertising. And I think this is, you know, social media, it's now everywhere and we're constantly accessing it. And there's a lot of influencers that are marketing these junk foods as well. So I think we need to certainly look at social media because it's often a big advertising focus. And, you know, just, yeah, really goes back to that message. You know, as you mentioned, we need to be encouraging our children to eat these healthy foods and, you know, role modelling that behaviour. I'm sure you do that yourself, Pat. And, you know, cooking at home more often. And really, you know, it starts when we go to the grocery store, what yeah. we put in our trolley. Go to that fresh fruit and vegetable aisle. Stock up your whole foods. That's what's really important. Yeah. And a good sort of test, which I like to say to people is, if you have a look on the label at the back and you look at the ingredients list and either it's really, really long or there's ingredients that you can't even, you know, understand yeah, or yeah. your grandmother would never understand,
yeah.
then chances are it's probably not a healthy food. But if you need advice and, you know, you have a particular dietary condition or you're looking for advice, always see an accredited practicing dietitian. Yep. And they can help you when you're in the supermarket and navigating all those aisles with all those food products all around you.
Yeah, because knowledge is power. That's right. If you know when you go to the supermarket, you sort of know what you're choosing. If you're sort of, if you're naive to it all, you're picking up things and you don't know whether it's the right thing or not. Gemma, thank you for your time. Yep, we
Thanks
appreciate
for
it here on the night shift. 1-333-353 for our listeners. And we enjoyed our chat there on the night shift here at Triple M. It's Gemma O'Hanlon, dietitian and nutritionist. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.